Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock a straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my fertility. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of arrival. On national television, diamond eyes are sparkling, bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey, hey,
I am not my hair.
I am not my hair.
I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
I am not my hair.
I am not this skin.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
As we close in on well towards 1,000 live 3-hour episodes of this very Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, I have to say, when I created the Hair Radio Morning Show, which was designed to be kind of like a Steve Harvey-ish radio, Tom Joyner type radio show, I really had no idea that it would go on and on and on quite this long. It was back in probably about 2014 when I first had the idea to take the Hair Radio Show, which had already broadcast on terrestrial AM and FM radio, as well as its own internet channel in the early 2000s. And I wanted to bring it back, as I had, but it had been on other platforms. So I brought it to Blog Talk and decided that it would be something I would try. And I really fell in love with the idea of being able to do a morning show for 3 hours each day, kind of like what I grew up on in Philadelphia, listening with my whole family to the Mary Mason radio show each morning. And that's what I wanted to give, a version of that, in which we could have fun each morning. It would be early. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time. Very, very early in the morning, still dark outside. It was freezing cold when I started the program, but that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help everybody wake up and have something positive and fun and, connected. Somebody's on with you live going through life each morning, and that's what I wanted to be, and that's what the show has represented. And what it means to so many folks who each morning, the first thing they do, they program our radio telephone number, our contact 516 number. Literally, they program it into their cell phones. And when they wake up each morning, as you guys know, we say wake up and be awesome. That's correct. We want you to wake up, hit that one programmed contact button on your cell phone. We know it's right there at your head. And literally connect with our live radio broadcast. It's been a great rewarding time each day to put this together for folks, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's great. So we love it. We will continue to bring you the broadcast, God willing, and continue to improve it. And I'm excited. And that the reason that we get that question all the time, why so early in the morning? And again, it's just we want it to be a part of you creating your day. For the most part, you turn on your TV as soon as you wake up, and it's kind of a deluge of just you know, real chaotic type stories and things. But to me, it doesn't lend itself to getting your day started in the most productive way. I think surrounding yourself with positive energy, folks who absolutely love that you have joined them, and listening to great music.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Kerry Hines, and we have a very, very special co-host today with us on the Hair Radio Show, the very great Darlene Alexander. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Kerry. It is a pleasure to be here today.
Well, thank you. And with us on the line, we have another special guest. Her name is Dr. Darlene Cooper. And today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And Dr. Cooper, we want to first of all welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, the subject is on hair loss. Now, tell us a little bit about what your issue has been with hair loss. And tell our listeners about that.
Well, it's been a long lifelong problem with me off and on due to the fact that I've been on so many medications over the years since a child dealing with immune deficiency and later finding out that I had lupus at the age of 40. The medications I was on most of my life included steroids, anything that caused the tissue to or the immune system to greater itself. And just recently had two surgeries and more medications and more medication. I actually, at one point in my life, I had been put on so much medicine that I needed to get my hair done. So I went to the salon, and the lady had put the perm on, and I felt it was burning the heck out of me. But she said, just a little longer. So she took it off after a half hour, it looked like. Looked like I had hair. She blow-dried my hair, and the next thing I know, she had put it up in a sculpture, like, you know, fix it up on top of my head, and I went home happy. When I got to the point where I wanted to take it down, I took the pins out, and the hair fell out in clunks. I had no hair in the back, and this is the type of thing I've suffered with over the years. Just recently, like I said, I had two surgeries this year, and the medication is taking me off the Richter scale as far as the texture of my hair and how it lays, and I have pretty long hair when it is on my head. I met Darlene, and she introduced me to a product from Purity, and her conditioner and her shampoo set I purchased from her, and I figured, what could I lose? I was about to cut my hair completely off because it was actually breaking off right by the scalp. And she seemed to be very attentive to what's going on with my hair, and she said she suggested that I get her product. So I did, and without reservation, I used it. And I noticed a difference in the texture of my hair. First of all, when I put the shampoo on, it was like it was tingling in my scalp. And not only that, it had a great scent. I love the scent of mint. Following that, I used a conditioner. I left it on my head, you know, just to let it saturate into my follicles. And when I got ready to blow dry my hair, there was hardly any hair coming out. Usually when I wash my hair, there's a pile of hair when I'm finished doing all the procedures. And I'm used to the hair loss. So I started using wigs and trying to basically cover my head. It's because I had so many pieces missing or areas that was very open with, you know, showing my hair where it was, like, shorter in some areas. So I used the product, and, you know, I kind of, I said, my hair feels different, you know, after I blow-dried it. And she said, yeah, not that. So I've done it for the last 3 months at least. And my hair has changed. It's gotten real long. It's past my shoulders. It's 3 inches past my shoulders. And I'm just amazed. And I have gray hair, which I do use rinse on, and which is hard on it as it is. But my hair has really grown back. I'm just amazed by it. Darlene couldn't have introduced me to a better product than her Purity product. I feel that it's something that I should have had a long time ago. A lot of times you go to a salon, most people don't know what to put in your hair. They don't know how to treat medicated hair. Because we deal with the issues of loss of hair daily. We're on a lot of medication. Not only do I have lupus, I have, you know, just like I said, I've had other ailments over my life, and the medicine could be between 10 to 15 pills a day. I'm just thanking God that it's down to 8 now. And that's a lot of pills to be taking, but our product really has helped me. I would suggest it to anybody. Hair loss is not something that women really want to experience with. They don't want to go through that. Sure, I could have went to short hair and dyed it blonde. It would have looked good, but that's not what I really want. I want to have my own hair. My mom had long hair. My twin sister has long hair, even though she enjoys wearing her wigs. Very stylish young lady, but I really enjoy the fact that I can sling my own hair.
Understand.
And that's about it. That's about it. I really enjoy the fact that I can put it in a ponytail.
I hear you. Well, Dr. Cooper, first of all, I want to thank you again. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we're on the topic of hair loss, and co-hosting with me is Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the vice president of Heavenly Essence, Inc., the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And Darlene's website is heavenlyessence.net. So, of course, you can reach her there. Now, we have on the line with us today Dr. Darlene Cooper, who is herself battling with the effects of hair loss due to, apparently taking medication over the years, and this has been something that has affected you. Dr. Cooper, tell us a little bit on how it has affected the people around you, if at all.
Most people who know me, I'm much in the limelight. I am a musician at the church, and my dad's church. I was raised in his church, and a musician, minister of music, and people notice you because you're up front. They notice I had different hairstyles every Sunday, it seemed like. Because of the fact that I was losing my hair, I didn't really let anybody know. I was cutting it, trimming it, trying to make it even out, you know. And it was affecting my my esteem a little bit, losing hair like that.
How so?
Because I'm on the stage. I'm a gospel singer. And I really didn't like the fact that I had to start putting on a wig. But wigs are stylish. I commend anyone that can really wear them every day. But when you know that where you've been and you've had to walk in and you're trying to look as best you can and not have a fake facade, you know, it does affect you mentally, the hair loss. When you wake up and see your pillow full of hair, when you just want to merely just wash your hair and let it dry, and then you comb it out, and there's a pile of hair looking at you like, whose is that, you know? But it came out of your comb. Right. It does affect you. There's always another way to skin a cat. I can always keep trimming my hair and making it look even or whatever, but it came a time where I couldn't even put it in a ponytail. And that really got to me, and the medications kept coming. I had other changes in my body. They were not regular. I had to adjust to, but the hair loss was the key thing that really subject need to really have a little bit of low esteem. Women like to look beautiful. I know we're beautiful from the inside out, but what's on the inside should reflect on the outside. And when you don't have that control, it really puts you in a bad situation.
Well, thank you for taking a moment to share that with us, Dr. Cooper. Now, are you currently being treated for hair loss? I understand that because of the medications and the different ailments, so they may not be treating you specifically for the hair loss, or
no,
is that the case?
No, they're not. They're not treating me for the hair loss. But I'm really thankful that I was able to meet Darlene. I changed churches, and I met her, and she always looks so beautiful, her hair, everything. Just shiny, just like mine used to be. And but we, I sponsored her at my home to have a wig party for her. So she, because she does sell wigs too. She caters to alopecia patients as well to build their esteem, and those who want to just accent what they already have. So I wanted to accent what I had. But when she came, she brought some products with her, and I start getting more interested in the products than the wigs. And,
well, listen, I want to just take a moment right now to thank Darlene as well for being with us today. Darlene, you've done such a great job. Was there anything you wanted to add to that?
Actually, you know, with Dr. Cooper, it's been a pleasure, you know, working with her, and I do believe the reason why the products work so well because they help to clarify. They're clarifying, so they actually help to help strip the medications from the hair and scalp, and that's why I believe she's seen such great results.
Well, I want to thank you so very much. And I want to take a moment to thank you both for being with us today right here on the Hair Radio Show. And we want you to keep it for you guys out there listening. We want to ask our fans of the show to keep it right here at Hair Radio so that we can keep you informed of any breakthroughs in the way of hair loss. And we know that this is just a couple of stories, and there's so many different stories to tell across the spectrum of hair loss. And we will be bringing to you some of those experts and some of those stories that can help you yourself with what you're dealing with out there in the way of hair loss. But as with everything we've said, make sure to go and see your physician for any kind of treatment of hair loss on any level. And for you guys, thank you again, Dr. Cooper and Darlene, for being with us and doing such a great job today. Thank you for being with Hair Radio.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
A very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. She's from the world of media. It is my great joy and honor to welcome
the one and only Miss Millie, the Chief Operating Officer.
There.
Yes, good morning. The Chief, the COO of Upscale Media Group. I just want to welcome you so very much, Miss Millie. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here. I know I have reached the pinnacle if I'm on hairradio.com.
Oh, you got it. You absolutely have. Well, listen, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show have been hearing me talk about Upscale magazine for some time. And and I always tease it on the radio show. You guys out there know. You hear me say, you know, Upscale, they're coming soon. Upscale's coming soon. Well, today is your lucky day. You get to one of the big movers and shakers. Now, listen, Miss Millie, let me just say this. Now, Bernard Bronner has been on the show, and the fans know they've heard Bernard quite a bit on our broadcast. We've run his wonderful brief interview that we did with him on here many times. So you're on the hot seat today, Miss Millie.
Oh, Lord.
It's your turn.
Okay. Okay.
So listen, yes. So I want to jump right on in. I first want to take a moment. Now, Upscale Magazine has been a staple in the African-American homes for many years. And I, but you know what? We've had some kinds of changes in recent years and all of that. Can you first tell the few folks out there who may have, now they may have been under a rock, but what can you tell them, right? But what can you tell them if it's today their first time hearing about Upscale Magazine? What exactly is Upscale Magazine
First and foremost, I say thank you for you and for them for, tuning in. Secondly, yes. Upscale Magazine, we are celebrating our 34th anniversary of actually printing a magazine, a physical magazine.
Wow.
In August. Upscale is a second generation, 110% black owned and operated company based here in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm. Our mother company is Bronner Brothers. Now, Bronner Brothers was started by Bernard, who is the publisher of the magazine, but his father and his brother and sister started Bronner Brothers, and they are hair care manufacturers. Now, they're 78 years old, and Bernard, being the president of Bronner Brothers, he and his wife, Sheila, started Upscale 33 and a half years ago, and we've been rolling ever since. They're very low-key people, so it's not like they're just very low-key people, but they run a good company, and I am proud to be part of their family on both sides, the Bronner Brothers side as well as Upscale.
Exactly.
I started with Bernard way back. How about that? That's all I'm gonna say about that. Way back.
Okay.
And then I left.
Many years.
Yes. And then I left and did other things. Started my own and did my other. Yeah. Did my and matured and grew and experienced different things. And last year, he called me, and he said, I really need for you to come back. So these last 8 months, I've been back since last August. We have been reorganizing. We've been reorganizing, updating, creating, making changes so that we can navigate the new markets. Not only will we continue to publish a print, but digital, it needed to be updated, and we're in the process of finalizing that. Also partnering with Hair Radio, creating Upscale Magazine Radio, 24-hour streaming.
That's right.
Awesome. It's a great collaboration for us. Yeah. Advertisers. can do both. Matter of fact, they can do all the aspects. They can do the print. They can do the digital. They can do the radio. And we tried to cover all bases. And then we partnered with the best people we could find. Yes. And we partnered with the best people we could find. And it's not like, I'll just say it, we don't know you, Carrie, so we knew what we were doing when we got together. So you've been in the industry yourself for quite a while, made a name for your own self. So things like that, collaborations like that are wonderful. And they're easy because you already know that the person you're working with knows his job, knows what he does.
Exactly.
And does it. So now I can move on and focus on something else because I know, okay, well, the radio side is taken care of. Carrie's taking care of that. Boom, I'm over here. Now I can go over here and do this.
And I love that.
So it's been a lot of work. The 8 months have been very, oh, my God, you're talking about a churning water. But at the end, we can see the rainbow getting everything put together. So,
well, you said,
at the end of the day,
go ahead, Miss Millie, finish your thought.
End of the day is to offer our advertisers more. You got a package. You just didn't buy digital. You just didn't buy print. You just didn't buy radio. Actually, what you bought was all three of them.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, Miss Millie, for all our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Miss Millie brings it, okay? She brings it. You have been an incredible colleague in this to work alongside of, and I'm so proud. And I couldn't mean it any more sincerely if I tried to be connected with this historical company, this historical brand. And, you know, when I first started with Miss Millie, I didn't know what we were going to, because so you never know. Sometimes you click, sometimes you don't click. It's just the way nature is. But,
well, we clicked.
The understanding, and you have to learn people a little bit sometimes, because the beginning is not always how you end up, you know. Learning people along the way. And I just love it. And I'm telling you, an upskill means a lot, not just to me, but my family, to my friends, to our industry colleagues. It means the world. We grew up with upscale. You know, I see it on TV. I was telling our fans the other day, I'm watching an old Jamie Foxx show that he used to do in the 90s, I think.
Yes, and we were in a couple of his episodes.
With my own eyes. I saw the upscale magazine.
Yes, we did.
My hand up to God. I said, oh, my God. I just saw that. Literally, that's our magazine. Of course,
that's
I had to throw the hour in there, Ms. Millie. you know, I'm so proud. I just love it, and it means a lot. So just to even be in it, to be part of this, it's not, as you just pointed out, it's not my first time at the rodeo. I've been a part of other magazines. I've been a part of other, you know, things, media things and stuff like that. And I love everybody. But Upscale has a very special place that the fans know already.
You know what? They do crawl into your heart, don't they? They do crawl into your heart. Even when I wasn't with them officially, they were always there. How about that?
Uh-huh.
They were always there, and they were, I always kept in contact, and we always, we were just there. I was there. I just physically wasn't a part of the team then, but, you know, we were there. And it's, they do crawl into your heart. I will say that. They do crawl into your heart. And they're wonderful people, wonderful black men. Bernard is the only one of his brothers that is not a minister.
Amazing.
You're talking a family full of ministers. Even their mother has gone to theological school. Even she has.
Wow.
So they are based in God. They really are. And they're just wonderful people, just regular people. They grew up in the industry. So it wasn't like, you know, surprise or anything like that. It was, they're just very nice people. They truly, truly are.
Absolutely.
And it is an honor to be back working with them.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Millie, you wouldn't be talking to me right now had it not been for Brunna Brothers. I wouldn't be here. It's not a secret.
Okay.
Everybody knows. There would be no hair radio. Because I would have never switched over to the hair industry. I switched over. I'd already been introduced to radio when I was out on the West Coast in 1995. But I came over to officially change over to the hair industry after going to Brunna Brothers and meeting the incredible people, the hairstylists. They made such an impression on me and welcomed me so wholeheartedly. That I changed my entire business over to hair radio. That's the God's honest truth. So
we get that a lot. We get that. Bernard just interviewed somebody. He was somewhere. Lord only knows where Bernard is. And he
no.
was somewhere. And the young lady, they were on a panel together. And
yes.
the young lady said, "You know what? I just want to take a minute to say thank you to Bernard because."
Mm-hmm.
I did an internship at Upscale, and from there I went on to start my own blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, that is so nice. And people do give, like I said, they're very, very nice people.
And
they're
Bernard
easy
too.
To work with. Oh, yeah, Bernard too.
Bernard Bronner, as you guys know, I'm not telling our fans anything they don't already know, but I'm going to say it again. Bernard was so kind. He came out to, because we don't have competition. There's no competitiveness in this. I had my own 3-day hair show in the Northeast. The only black 3-day hair show in the Northeast, down at the Showboat Hotel. It's not a secret, Hair Nation Expo. And Bernard came to my event. I was so moved, along with Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter. John was there, Blessing Game, of course, from Hype, Arido, and all that, and Upscale, of course, Upscale Magazine. And I was so impressed because you just talked about a hair panel, and they were my panel. And
mm-hmm.
These are folks who they've led the way. And so Upscale is huge. And you guys know that already. So I just wanted to say that, Miss Millie. So we're going to gush over you guys a little bit. I'm a part of it.
Thank you so much. And who does not love to be gushed over? So go right ahead. You see, I didn't try to stop you, nothing. So go right ahead. But I will say this, Carrie. I will say this to you. Speaking of the Brunna Brothers side of the industry, we are in preparation, and it too is in August, for our 78th trade show, beauty and trade show.
Let's say that again, 78th trade show.
78th. But here is the big one for this year. We have moved after 77 years. Out of Atlanta in our 78th.
It's always in Atlanta. Yeah.
No, it's going to be in Miami, Florida this year.
Amazing.
We're
going
to be, and we are inviting you. I am personally inviting you to come and bring your radio show with you and interview all the celebrities that we will have on site.
Oh, now, Miss Millie, you know I will be literally flying down to Miami for this. You only have to whisper that to me.
I would love for you to come.
Thank you.
There are, now, what the people can do, the beauticians, because it is a professional beauty show.
Yes.
So what the beauticians can do is go on BronnaBrothers.com.
Yes.
And get all the information, all the classes, all the different events. Matter of fact, I'm going to call it up right now And yes. I'll just tell you some of the
celebrities
that are going to be there. And I know I looked at it the other day, and they had it streaming on the upscale magazine.com. They had it streaming. They have, like, money classes. They have, okay, I'm looking at let's see what special events. It has a little special events.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, you know
forget,
that always
Rana
have.
Is spelled B-R-O-S. It's a www.
Yes, you can shorten it to B-R-O-S. You can spell out brothers or you can shorten it.
Or you can shorten it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that.
They have both of the URL.
Okay, so
what we have. I just clicked on one, a special event. You got the hair battle. Now, that is where, okay, the last time I was with a hair battle, this is no lie, people, the man is doing the hair, and he made his clients into giraffes. I mean, you have to see it. They have videos online.
Yeah.
They have videos online to show you.
Yes, the avant-garde style.
Now, okay, they have the battle, and I think it's a $10,000 prize, people.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So it's not just that we're having a hair battle and somebody... I know I wasn't there, but I saw the video of one where the man's clients came down out of the ceiling.
Oh, my.
So they do it. It's something to behold, I'm telling you. It is something to behold. So they have barbering contests.
Yes.
They have the most creative natural hair. Because, you know, natural hair is coming back as well.
Oh, natural hair is big. Yeah.
Yes. So they have that. They have review some of the past winners. Then they have actually what I was watching is called the fantasy competition, where the lady where the people came down out of the ceiling and he made the lady into a giraffe.
You know what? Okay. That is fantasy. That is fantasy. You're absolutely right, Miss Millie. That's fantasy hair. And
we also have like students.
Student
rising stars. Yeah.
Wow.
We call it student rising stars. And that's for both the beauty side and the barbering side.
So they
cover everything. Now I'm clicking on the button that says celebrity. So let's see what celebrity we got.
Okay. Let me just bring everybody up to speed. You guys, you are listening to the all new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now let me tell you, my very, very special guest that you've been listening to this morning is the COO of Upscale Media Group, formerly Upscale, you guys know, the one and only Miss Millie. She's been really, you have truly given us, even us who are in the industry, a real good, thorough understanding. And we love this about Brana Brothers. And a lot of folks want to know all the details, and you just mentioned that it's not in Atlanta this year, a big celebration, 78th year happening in Miami, Florida, one of my favorite places.
And
I
the fact
wait.
That we've I've personally invited you down to come, and I'm going to review.
And all of you are my witnesses. All of you guys are there. So I can play
this
back.
Well, you know, I got to say this to you. I have never met Carrie, even though we've worked together this
face
time.
Face to face.
But he sent me a picture. And he is an attractive young man. I just wanted everybody to know that.
You are kind.
I love his picture. So we're looking under the celebrity section. And for the beauticians, you have Terrence Davidson, who is a celebrity hairstylist.
Yes.
You have Steve Brown, who's a comedian.
Wow.
We have Bow Wow, which is the rapper. Bow Wow.
We know Bow Wow.
He's listed. You got a whole bunch of the hip-hop, the reality stars come in, like Kenya Moore. Who was actually former Miss USA?
The Real Housewives of Atlanta lady, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had her comments on our show.
Yes. And then we have Jessica Dime and Karen King from Hip-Hop Atlanta.
Yeah.
They're coming. We have Razor's Chick from, she's a master stylist.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
That is. Wow.
We have, let's see.
Well, that's enough.
Oh, no, it's a whole page.
Oh, my. You guys,
we got like
to the website, please.
Yes, go
well.
To the website. We have B. Simone. How about that?
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
And then we have Alexa Sky. She's a reality and love and hip-hop. Hollywood.
Yes.
So Bambi. She's loving hip-hop Atlanta. Oh, we have them. How about that?
Well, this
we
is
have.
Really nice. This is really
yes.
nice. Now, how does the Upscale magazine tie into the Bronner Brothers event? Does that have any
well,
kind of connection?
We are the, okay, because Bernard is actually the president of, per se, Bronner Brothers, and we published this. So it's a... combined event, we're printing, it's two separate entities. However, how can it really be two separate entities? So we do, okay, really.
Yes,
so if you want to advertise with, if you, say for instance, some people will be advertising in Upscale for the first time because yes. they want to be involved in this major celebration that we're going to have.
Yeah.
And, what they're doing is, what we're going to do is, for the August issue, we are going to print an additional 20,000 copies to give out strictly for the attendees and participants of the show. Now, it's going to be a little bit different. It's kind of more like a coffee tabletop because beauticians
wow.
take their magazines back to their salons. So it's a little bit heavier than a normal a magazine would be so that they could keep it for a long time.
A collector's edition.
And,
this is a
yes,
collector's edition.
It is. And so we'll be printing additional copies for that, and then what we'll do is distribute those strictly at the hair show. So people are wanting to advertise and promote. Because if you're in any part of the hair or beauty industry, you need to be here.
We have to talk about that, Miss Millie. Let's talk a little bit about the sales aspect because we have a lot of hair people tuned in right now to the show. They're
okay.
listening. And
okay.
they want to be part. A lot of people approach me. They see that we are all at Upscale Radio and Upscale Magazine and all of this. They see the
mm-hmm.
beautiful Upscale logo. They know the name. They know the
right.
magazine. So they want
mm-hmm.
to be part of it. So what I'm doing with a lot of these folks, we are directing a lot of these incredible people. We are encouraging them. So listen, if you're just starting out in the hair business, this is a way that you can lift up your profile. You can be part of this. You can, advertise in a magazine. A lot of people think that it's way out of reach. Now, we don't have to give numbers over the, radio right now, but I do want people to know that it's not as out of reach to advertise as they think.
What we've done
is
created a small, we call it a marketplace.
Mm.
And for... Say, for instance, you can put a business card size ad in for, I believe, it's $800.
Yes. And I was going to say, Ms. Millie, because sometimes those prices go up. So this is why you got to, when you hear stuff like this, you got to jump on it. So
yes.
Because,
so we're going to have a marketplace.
Very important.
Because a lot of beauticians, a lot of shops, a lot of people can't afford the price of a page in a magazine, but they can't afford to put their business cards in, and people's business cards are beautiful. They're just miniature ads.
I'm raising my hand right now.
Okay, there you go. And we made it so that you can be part of this commemorative issue. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And what you just said is important, that you can be part of this commemorative issue, so you need to act right away.
You know what,
right,
Terry?
Away.
They can call you.
Yeah.
They can go on upscalemagazine.com.
Yeah, go definitely upscalemagazine.com. I didn't want to cut Miss Millie off on that. Upscalemagazine.com is their website. Our toll-free number, everybody knows our toll-free number is 833-402-8882 for me. And we will direct you to Miss Millie's team, of course. I'm loving this, but I love what you said, that the magazine, that, you know, to be part of this, this is something you don't want to pass on. You really want to be part of it. And for that little bit of money, and the other thing, Miss Millie, I don't know if you mentioned this, but you, like you said, you're a print magazine, but you're online, you're everywhere. And
we are online, yes, we are.
In print. There are not too many black lifestyle brands out there in the newsstand.
No, we are the only official black-owned, 100% black-owned and operated magazine left.
Wow.
We are. Other people have sold out and made millions and zillions of dollars, but we've held strong. We've held strong because of Bernard's father was such a dominant force in the industry. And he would, he walked with Martin Luther King. He was, he wasn't a prejudiced man, but he said, we need to move forward as black people. And he meant that.
Exactly.
And, of course, we do business with a little bit of everyone, but his focus was on promoting African-American businesses. And therefore, that's why they always have classes about
education.
How to run your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're educating you on taxes. I always have tax people, all kind of people there. I mean, in these, once you get to the show, some classes are charged. But most of them, when you buy your ticket, you are able to go into these different classes.
Absolutely, and like I said, Bronner Brothers and most of the hairstylists, you guys know about Bronner Brothers now. Don't pretend you don't know. Bronner Brothers has everything, and when you walk through that door, let me tell you, my first time at Bronner Brothers. And I walked through those doors, and the music was going, and the people were doing, you had the platform artists going to town. I still remember that feeling. I still remember the feeling. And I remember seeing all my friends were there, all the other manufacturers. I remember Razak and Newark was there. They had big books. And I had just been in their offices in New Jersey, like, weeks earlier. And I said, oh, my God, they're my friends. I was so happy to see everybody. And it's just... It's almost
like a family reunion because some people have been coming for so long. And when you pass them on the floor, it's like you may not know their names, but you're like, hey, because they've been part of us for so long and supporting us.
What are the dates?
The dates are August 27th through the 29th.
Okay, the 27th, 28th, and 29th of 2022.
Of August, yes.
And, August 27th, 20, 29th. In Miami, folks. Okay,
now, when they go on BronnerBrothers.com, they have the preferred hotels that they've negotiated prices with.
Wow.
The show office does an awesome job putting all this together. And they have hotels that are within walking distance. So it's not – I checked some of the – unfortunately, I had a slipped Achilles. So walking is, being too far away might cause me a problem. So I checked. I'm talking 2.4 miles from the convention center. So that's less than a half a mile away.
Yeah, of course. That's very close.
So that's very close.
You don't have to hit anybody over the head about Miami. Okay. Miami, listen, I'll tell you, Miss Millie, after our interview today, what my plans are for while I'm down
there
at the Brother Brothers show.
Okay.
You're gonna have
Well, let me tell you what my plans are. August is also my birthday.
Therefore,
when is your birthday?
I'm the 12th of August, so I'll be celebrating.
I'm the 20th. We're Leo.
Oh, Miss Millie, we're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down, okay? We're shutting it down. Oh,
now,
yeah.
Let me tell you what's scary. I put this in Bernard's ear, and he hasn't said anything, but I put it out there. I said, you know what? After getting all this together, because August will also celebrate a year for me being back with them.
Wow.
And it's my birthday, and it's the Bronner Show, and we're in Miami. I want a cruise on a private yacht for the upscale team.
All right.
Okay, so let's cruise. Gary, let's cruise.
Miami. Well, you could just whisper it and I'm there. I love that. The fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, they know, because I talk about Miami all the time in general. So now this is ginormous. So Bronner Brothers, Miami, Florida, folks, August 27th, 28th, 29th of 2022, big, big show, 78th year celebration. Go to BronnerBrothers.com, as Miss Millie pointed out. Very important, big stuff. Now, Miss Millie. I have to turn to a big, big thing. This is something totally new. We've got to talk about Upscale Magazine Radio.com. I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited to talk about Upscale Magazine Radio.com. You guys know this because we have already been sharing a little bit on the inside. I got to give the fans a little something of the Hair Radio Morning Show, early preview kind of thing. So we've kind of turned it on quietly, if you will, so that if you go to upscalemagazineradio.com, you'll hear some little content that's on there. Now, this is nowhere where we're kind of going, but we wanted to begin to kind of, you know, begin that kind of two-way relationship with the fans. And so we've invited you for an early listen. So this is really great at upscalemagazineradio.com. Now, just to turn back a little bit, while I've got the COO of Upscale Media Group, I'm going to turn to you, Miss Millie. Why is this so important to do a radio station with what we've created in tandem with Upscale Magazine?
Well, like I said, we changed the name. We incorporated Upscale Media Group. To be a group, you need to offer everything.
Yeah.
Because we knew you, because we had such an excellent working relationship with you, and because we knew of your success with HairRadio.com.
Thank you.
When it came up and we talked about it, and next thing I know, we're shooting off emails, and it came together so quickly and so effortlessly that it must have been it was a want to do. You know how sometimes you want to do something,
absolutely,
but it's a kind of a pain in the butt to get it together. It's like, oh my goodness, but no, because we had someone already award-winning in the industry that said, I will handle that for you. It's like, what? Okay.
Miss Millie, your words.
No problem. We appreciate you because that aspect might not have, or even if it did, it might have taken us a year or two to find a radio personality to get all of this set up, whereas when coming through you, this is your forte. This is what you do.
Thank you.
You're award-winning.
You.
Okay, so this was an easy connect. Everything in life is not this easy. So this was an easy connect.
Thank you so much for the kind words. You know, it's hard for me to take accolade. What do they say, like compliments? I don't take them well. But thank you for that. I have to say, I love that Upscale Magazine Radio is also doing. You are incredibly connected, so we're able to introduce the fans, the new fans of this incredible broadcast network, the streaming network now, UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, will be introduced to all kinds of folks that you are connected with.
All kinds of people. We deal with celebrities on a regular basis. So, say, for instance, Carrie, we also partnered early this year with Bill Pickett Rodeo. We are their official media outlet.
I love them. That's the Black Cowboy folks.
Okay, you got to put on your hat. You got to put on your
okay.
So, actually, I'll be in Dallas next week for the first event that we will do in unison.
Okay.
So I will call and the writers will work with
you. Bring it to you guys.
Yes. So,
yes.
I mean, we'll interview people at the Black Rodeo. And then irony, the week after that is Black Men Cook in Dallas as well. So we'll be on the red carpet because they actually have a red carpet.
Now hold
on,
what exactly is Black Men Cook?
Okay, just that. I mean, yes.
Okay.
They it's an organization.
And can I get in on this? I cook. I'm a black man.
Now if I look
I
up
mean...
and see you in Dallas.
Okay. I gotta go out there with you. I might book a flight now. But I'm loving it. Black Men Cook. When you told me this, Miss Millie, I literally just froze. I said, wow. So I'm loving this. Black Men Cook.
So we are so excited. I am so excited to be at these two events within the next 2 weeks and for you to interview these people for us. I'll try to round up as many cowboys and cowgirls, because a lot of women.
I'm loving this. Absolutely.
And you interview them for us. Oh, my God. Thank you. And then the next week, we'll interview on the red carpet. So there's just so much stuff going on, Carrie.
And
I'm so grateful to have you. Yes, but I'm so grateful to have you there because I wouldn't know which direction to go.
Listen, she's just really selling her. So trust me, Miss Millie knows the directions that can point you. But I do thank you.
I would not. You have to know your limitations, and you have to know what you know.
Well, I tell you, I take it. I appreciate the kind words. It means a lot. And not just that. Some of the big news is that Upscale Radio, what's happening with UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, is that in addition to we have some web pages there really to house the radio network. It's all about listening. You can listen as long as you'd like. We have amazing content and plus a lot more. But the most important part of this, Ms. Millie, is that we're creating original Upscale Magazine Radio content. Upscale Magazine Radio is not just going to be, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I love that. Hair Radio is over there, and we're powering the network. But the most important thing is that we're going to have original content that's based upon UpscaleMagazine.com. So I want to remind everybody about that. Very, very important. You're going to love it.
Very important because it's streaming. You have a streaming 24/7. We need to fill that space. But we need to fill it with new and exciting things. The sales and marketing staff has been
Well, you have an incredible staff, too, by the way. You have a
I know, I love them.
Miss Millie, don't forget to shout them out.
I love them.
Okay.
But we are, but I will say that, speaking of staff, I still need a representative, an experienced account executive, because we have so many accounts that need extra help in the Midwest and in New York City. I do need extra reps. So if someone has experience calling on agencies, please look me up in the media kit and contact me directly.
Yeah, we'll direct you. Call us over here. Reach out to us at Hair Radio. We will put you in touch with Miss Millie. Gladly so. Gladly so. Very important.
And I am now, and then what we're doing back to the when you get to Miami, what we have done is we're working with all of the islands. So you'll have to interview all of the island people.
Oh.
Yes, all of the representatives that are going to come in from the Grand Cayman, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands.
All my favorite places. no, it really is, Miss Millie. This is a great treat. It really is. You guys have to come. Listen, go to the Bronner Brothers event. I really mean it. Again, August 27th, 28th, 29th. It is transformative. It really is. As you guys heard, it changed my life as well. So this is something that you want to do. You're going to have a ball. Trust me, all you got to do is really say Miami to anybody. It's the place to be. So, you know, go to BrownerBrothers.com, get your tickets. You can reach out to all of us, really. And
you can go for any kind of booking, hotel booking or whatever. Like I said, the show office has done a great job negotiating prices that are truly reasonable for Miami.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So truly reasonable. And they're close enough for walking distance. So they've taken all of those things into consideration. The anticipated attendee, about 25,000 to 30,000. So this is a huge event, everyone.
Oh, no, it's huge. It's huge. Yeah.
It's huge.
Fans, you guys are in the hair business. You know. Bronner Brothers does not joke around. Now, Miss Millie, I want to make sure that folks know the magazine. So what's coming up with Upscale? What can you tell us about Upscale magazine that folks can look out for? See, you guys didn't know we were
coming
to
up.
They didn't know I was going to just. The fans didn't know I was going to keep you locked up today. everything about what's happening.
Well, Upscale is coming out. We'll be out in a couple of days with our June July issue. We're a bi-monthly magazine, and so it is the it's the bride issue, it's the travel issue. So you'll see our cover is Naturi McNaughton. She was on Power and on Queens, and so she just got married in the beginning of April, and we have the exclusive interview with her and her new husband too.
Wow. I'm loving it.
So that's coming out.
April issue. Yeah.
And you can buy an online copy for
$2.99. That's the next couple months, right. That's the issues, the months that we're going into. I'm sorry. So yeah.
Right. So we're looking at the June, July, which is the bride. June, July, yes.
The website is upscalemagazine.com, upscalemagazine.com. You'll find it, all the information as well there. And, of course, if you contact us at Hair Radio, we're going to put you in touch with Upscale Magazine folks, so you can rest assured of that. Listen, I'm just excited. I want to say big thanks. And before we do that, Miss Millie, we got to shout some folks out. You have an amazing team of people. Some incredible folks that I've gotten to know already. So who comes to mind? Anybody you want to shout out to today? Any part of your network?
First and foremost, I would say Nigel Killer Kelly.
Yes.
He is our editor-in-chief.
Yes.
Awesome.
And
gentleman.
Nigel puts all of the content, he and his staff create all the content for the magazine, as well as he runs our social media side.
Yes.
So he and I literally talk daily. He
yes.
is beyond a great asset. But
yes.
I also, he's been with us for years, though.
Yes.
But I would want to shout out to my, because we're growing so much, I did bring on some new account reps. And
yes.
That would be Kara, Laris, and Kiki. And
wow.
they, I tell you, they
and
are
I
the hardest them. Working women in the
yes.
industry. I appreciate
awesome.
Them. And we're just starting our journey together. Now, we do have representatives that have been with Upscale for 30 years.
Wow.
And are still rolling
time.
Along.
Yes.
And so, but Kara, Laris, and Kiki are brand new, and I did want to shout out to them.
Awesome. And you guys
yes.
are just killing it. Of course, we have to shout out the man behind it all, Mr. Bernard Bronner.
He just
and
called
so.
On the cell, by the way. And I just texted him and said, I'm in an interview. I'll call you back.
Oh, exactly. We're shouting out. We love Bernard. He's just an incredible guy. And Miss Millie, I have to say, the fans, everybody, you're doing just a wonderful job. We love the entire Upscale folks, the entire crew. And Upscale Magazine, everything, the whole thing, Bronner Brothers, everything. We're in. What do they say? We're here for this. Or what? They have a new saying or a new thing out there. We're here for it. And we are. So I
okay, how about this? We are all in, Carrie. You and I.
Oh, I love that, too.
We are all in. How about
in. This? Yes, I think I can use that one pretty well. We're all in.
We are all in. Okay, we are needy. Okay, we are.
Yes, we are. Well, my very, very special guest, as you guys have been hearing, the incredible Miss Millie. Of course, the COO, Chief Operating Officer of the Upscale Media Group, folks. They used to be just Upscale. They've added the media group part, so it's Upscale Media Group.
We added the media group because, to me, it did not include the digital side, the social media, and it definitely didn't include
the
Upscale Magazine radio. And we needed to encompass that to let people know, yes, we still print our magazine after 34 years. We're going on 34 years old. However, we have evolved, we have grown, and we have created and expanded in so many different directions.
You have
so,
done an incredible job. So you definitely... Okay, folks, I've just got to say to Miss Millie, we just appreciate you. We adore you. You know you're one of my favorite folks ever. I say this on and off the air, and she knows it. And I'm just happy. I just love working with you. It's been a wonderful joy and great pleasure.
Well, I tell you what, I can't wait for you and I to celebrate our birthdays. Somebody is taking
Miami.
Us on a night yacht cruise. I really, they don't want to hear my mouth. Somebody
well,
is taking me on
no
a...
camera phones, folks. Do not take no pictures, no videos, none of that. We're going to have a blast. So listen,
we are.
On that note.
And I pray that to see a lot of your hair radio people come down.
Yes.
Please
yes.
introduce yourself, because more than likely Carrie and I will be at the Upscale booth. So introduce yourself to us, and we take pictures and all of that at the booth, not on the yacht, but at the booth.
Yes.
And we will enjoy all that. It is, if you've never been to a Bronner show, if you've never met your online personality, Carrie, here's an opportunity to combine all of the above.
I'm loving it. Bronner Brothers, the 78th show. Annual show, big show, down in Miami, Florida this year. Very important, August 27th, 28th, and 29th of 2022. Again,
correct.
Go to BronnerBrothers.com for complete details. Reach out to us. There's still time to advertise, buy tickets, whatever you need, get in touch with us. Okay, and UpscaleMagazine.com. You'll see all the information there as well. You'll be able to listen and connect to the radio. We're getting all everything set up. If it's not there already, it will be. Of course, we have it set up as well at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. So, Ms.
Yeah, I am looking forward to Mr. Carrie. I am looking forward to our first interviews with the radio, Bill Pickett Radio, and Black Men Cook in Dallas. So I am excited about that also.
I'm loving it. Well, we're coming back to you, and you guys are going to – this is not your only time hearing from Miss Millie. We're going to have her on often to keep us abreast of what's happening behind the scenes. So you're our connect now. You are the Hair Radio Show fans, and once we grab you, we don't let you go. Okay,
well, all right.
So you're here now. You're part of our family. And now this is carried amongst at least three networks in addition to other platforms we have out there. So it's big news. So thanks again.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Keri Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful because let me just make it clear to everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much, but I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and the way the things are going on out here in the world. People are looking for how to get properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yes,
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in real estate.
Wow.
For myself and also to educate the masses because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
Now that is interesting. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I was just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow. That's incredible. And so it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. It's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they do, like, if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that takes, that is a process and that takes that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because, you know, the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain, and you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on, and sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house, and if you're paying $2,000-plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is
crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere, but what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policies. So those are things to consider.
Well, now this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or is it that's what your job is to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, CEO, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire family.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
wow.
You know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know, I would have never, ever, ever, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant, but your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so, and that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So, you know, great memories, and it's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So, just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things, and so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty. I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing, so we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on, like, social media and all that kind of stuff for folks?
Yes.
With your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.Realestate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGood, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGood,
And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just, again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. And we're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia, anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye this morning?
No, I just shout out to you for convincing me to come on. You know, I didn't expect an interview from this. And, you know, also the brokers that I work for, you know, Signature Realty, are located in Summit, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And to your incredible family for supporting you, of course.
Yes.
That
yes,
goes without saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Asia, for being my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Could've had a bad, not with you about me. Who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the thing in single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Viking. True first needed something more exciting. Dum 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 dum. I'ma hit you back in a minute. We don't quit with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Pushing like aye, aye, aye. Why I'm in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Viking. True first needed something more exciting. Dum 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 dum.
Back live, it's mid-show, it's Thursday, May 5th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and boy, oh boy, it's Thursday morning. Show number 708, and we are live from Brooklyn, New York. First of all, I want to take a moment to wish everybody a happy Cinco de Mayo, okay, and we'll talk about that in just a bit. So very, very pleased. We've got some super hot topics today. We're just going to jump on in. If it's mid-show and it's about 7:30 New York time, 6:30 for folks in the central time zone, it's time for coffee, tea, and conversation. We've got Michael Hopkins, folks, from Vet Talk joining us from time to time. And we're kicking off this morning, of course, with our very, very big co-host and just man with the mic. We're talking about the incredible, his name. Now, here's a puzzle for you. His name is spelled the same way, forwards and backwards. There's a name for that, by the way. You guys with the Google fingers, there is a name when there's a word that is spelled the same both ways. Let's see if we can find that out while we're on the air today. Let me bring Mr. Otto Automatic to the show. Good morning, Otto.
Good morning, Curry. How are you?
Doing great. Happy mid-show. Folks know that we start the Hair Radio Morning Show at 6:30 in the morning, live from 6:30. I'm sorry, 6:30. I've lost a half hour today. From 6 o'clock in the morning till 9, each weekday, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 9 a.m. If you're in the mid, like in the central time zone of the country, then it's 5 a.m. to 8. And if you're overseas in Europe, they're like 5 or 6 hours difference ahead of us in New York. So still morning there right now. And if you're farther out west than that, then, you know, we'll figure it out. But the great news is we share the show, and you can always go to Blog Talk and listen as well. And all of our shows, you can just Google it, the Hair Radio Morning Show. You put in those five words in Google, and all of our shows pop up. And we're talking about today, we're talking about our, 708th show.
708. Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot. Okay, so Otto, I want to kind of get into things this morning a little bit in conversation. Well, first, let me say it right. Coffee, tea, and conversations this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which is where we have open conversations, talk about the hot topics, and things that we just got to say and that you got to say.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to hear. So first, Before we get to the super hot topics, and we're going to be joined in just a moment or two, but I want to kind of lead in with what's happening here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know we are on a new schedule for May, so I want to go ahead and put this out. Yes, we're still here weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. The last week of each month, we will be on a production break. So we're going to ask that you go over, stay in touch with us through our 24-hour streaming network at www.hairadio.com. So that's just the last week of the month. Otherwise, you dial this 516-453-9458 number to connect with our live show. But actually, it's Monday through Friday, but we're on for call on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. So happy to talk to you guys. So, you know, I wanted to get that on out. Some inspirational words that I have to share. There's quite a bit that I put out there. This is my regular go-to inspiration, and some of you guys know this. And it goes like this. What was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. So I'll let you think about that a little bit. And I want to kind of go over a little bit of what folks might have missed on the show this morning. So,
all righty.
Yeah.
So I can't believe it's Thursday.
I agree. It's Thursday morning. But first, I want to kind of go back a little bit. First, early this morning, we led on in at about 6 o'clock this morning. Yes, it was bright and early. And we led on in with one of my favorite songs by singer India Ari. And it's called I Am Not My Hair. And you guys just heard from Lizzo a few minutes ago with Truth Hurts. So some of our music, which helps to shape each broadcast right here on the show. Sometimes we don't get a chance to put on a whole bunch. But we like to kind of, you know, keep folks inspired in the morning and get them up and thinking and moving about the house and all that wonderful good stuff. Then we kind of we went back and played an old clip on hair loss, which is great information. And then, of course, the incomparable and memorable Miss Millie, who did the Upscale Magazine interview, which was incredible. What did you get from all of this, Otto?
It's the volumes of experience in Upscale Magazine with Miss Millie. I enjoy the fact that they're going to have a magazine, you know, for all the attendees that they can take back to their salons or their shops and, you know, put on the tables and all, and everybody can read it, and it's about the event and different things. But I didn't realize it was such a huge event, Curry. 20 to 30,000 attendees? That's a large-scale event, man. And I think it's going to be, you know, once again, 78 years, I believe they said, or 74 years.
Right.
Of a lot of it.
78.
Yeah, so... I know you're looking forward to going, and I'm sure you'll have a great time. I can't wait to hear the interviews that occur. But
you're going to have to hold it down and up here in the you know, on the broadcast when I am down in Miami. So I'm going to be looking forward to sharing, and I'll keep you posted. And we're going to have you anchoring the show. So I think it's going to be an exciting time. So what, if you guys are just tuning in, what Otto and I are talking about today on Coffee, Tea, and Conversation right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show on this live Thursday morning broadcast, show number 708, we're talking about the Bronner Brothers Show. We, Miss Millie, who was our very special guest, made her broadcast debut on our Hair Radio Morning Show yesterday, yesterday morning at about 8 o'clock. So it was great to Otto. Thank you for the feedback on the Upscale interview. It was just incredible. I had a chance to chat a little later yesterday after we wrapped the morning show with the folks at Upscale. So they're super excited. They got a lot of things going on with the upcoming issues of the magazine. So for you guys out there, what you need to do. Is go to the UpscaleMagazine.com website. And how do you get there? It's just www.UpscaleMagazine.com. Now, they have digital subscriptions that you can sign up for. Sign up.
Wow.
Sign up. Yes. Show your power that you're a Hair Radio Morning Show fan and you love Upscale like we do. They've been around for 34 years. They're a publication institution, like we're a broadcast institution. So
yes.
We're very excited. Yes. So we love UpscaleMagazine.com. Now, speaking of which, they have their own radio network that you just heard about with Miss Millie. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's called Upscale Magazine Radio. So we're real excited. So all that will be available when you go to UpscaleMagazine.com. We'll soon check it out. And we'll be talking more about Upscale in the coming weeks. Ms. Millie's got some stuff for us next week. She'll be back with some special interviews. We got some other folks joining us. Plus, I've got some things. I do have one little drop I'm going to give you that I'm going to share this with you guys today.
Okay.
I am scheduled to talk to this family. I'm going to say that there's a charitable part of this family that was started after the George Floyd incident, where George Floyd was killed by that officer. And so his family formed a foundation, and they're doing incredible work, and I'm told I'll be interviewing the family very soon. So we'll keep you posted on that. So, you know, we always get the newsmakers here. I've been able to Trayvon Martin's family attorney, Benjamin Crump, has been on our show. You know, TV attorney
right.
from Court TV, Lisa Bloom, has been on our show when there were incidents with the water out in Ferguson. You know, we had panel discussions. When things are not right in the world, we talk about it right here on our show. Today's no exception. We're going to get into a little bit of the abortion talk with the Supreme Court leaked document and all of that. We're also just, there's a lot to get into it on today. But first, let me just take a moment. I want to bring to the line, you guys know Michael Hopkins, and he's just been a pillar of support. And from the Vet Talk Radio show, he hosts, I call VTR, Vet Talk Radio, which airs Tuesday mornings, as you guys know. I'll take the intro mic over today. I'm going to bring to the line Michael Hopkins and also Nicole. Now, Nicole is one of the producers out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and I wanted to get everybody's perspective this morning. And as our sole female panelist this morning, we really want to get your perspective. But first, let me go ahead and just welcome to the show these two incredible individuals and great contributors to our network. All right. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Morning, Mike. Great.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Great.
Yes, great. Looking
awesome.
At the beautiful sunshine down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael always works in the Spotsylvania, Virginia. You fans of the VTR show know that already. Well, listen, there is quite a bit to say. I am super, super hyped to have you guys on. I also want to kind of remind everybody of what our theme is this weekend. Guys, please watch the background noise if you can. Want to remind everybody that we are kicking off an early version of summer right here on our broadcast. As you guys know, all week we've been doing this. I think yesterday we played Will Smith's old song, you know, Summertime. Even though it's not on the calendar yet, here in Brooklyn, New York, it's about 70 degrees today. So we're going to usher in a little bit of warmth. Want to say just the news has been quite a little interesting over the last few days. You guys know, before we get to our super duper hot topic today, and if you guys listening want to join in, you've already dialed the 516 number, just press 1 if you want to talk. We're going to put you right on the air. You can say whatever you got to say right here on the broadcast live. And remember, you're talking to folks around the world. They'll never forget you if you say something that ain't right. Okay? So we're going to bring it this morning. I want to start with I don't know if you guys saw this. And again, happy Cinco de Mayo to you guys. But I don't know if you saw this. But I happened to catch a little glimpse of the TV. Comedian Dave Chappelle. You guys know this man. He's been around, a staple on the scene for a long time. And he was attacked on stage, literally on stage. I don't know what to say, so I'm going to lead on in with you guys. I want to hear what you've got to say about this incredible incident. So I don't know, Michael, if you had a chance to see it or hear about it. So what do you know about it? If not, we'll fill you in.
Oh, as far as Dave Chappelle, I watched the incident unfold. I was watching the news, and they were describing the what the weapon looked like and all that, and I was just taken back. I was like, wow. The saving grace was the security personnel reacted in a timely manner, and they took care of the issue, which was great. But it just shows you that these types of acts can happen any time. And I know I always tie this in with military, law enforcement, security areas that I've always worked in. That's why a lot of us that come from that realm, we're always hypervigilant because of the training that we have. A lot of people are not hypervigilant to things like this, and they go, ooh, I wonder how that happened. But reality is this. Anybody can have something mentally going on with them. And even though we're in a setting where we're having fun and all of that stuff, you still have to be paying attention to the world around you. That's what I call it, just paying attention to the world around you. I'm glad they caught it in time, and this gentleman did not have a real weapon, or he didn't have a certain blade length of a knife, because it could have gone the wrong way for David Chappelle. But that's my take on it, Carrie, and everybody. My take on it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, Michael. Very interesting. Now, listen, folks, I want to just let folks know, coming up in just a little bit, about 8 o'clock this morning, Eugene Davis will be joining us. I think we're going to just roll Eugene Davis right on the end to our conversation and take it to 9 o'clock this morning. And have Eugene fill us in on some of the summertime here. We'll take a moment or two to get into that. And then let's just weigh in and have our live talk today. Very special broadcast. We'll be doing another taping of this because this is not going away. This is a very, very big story. We'll know what actually happens on the vote and all that stuff. We'll get into a little bit later with the abortion talk. But in terms of Dave Chappelle, Wow. I'm just blown away. So, Nicole, we're going to turn to you. But first, I think I've been able to dig up a clip. You know, Michael, you just mentioned a clip about this. And I don't want to check in with you, too, on this. But let's play the clip about the Dave Chappelle incident. And then, Nicole, you're first up on your thoughts. And if you guys would like to say something about this, press 1 now on your phone. Okay.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was assaulted on stage during his set at the Hollywood Bowl on Tuesday night. Several attendees posted clips of the incident, which have since been circulating online, seeming to show Chappelle on stage performing when a man rushes at him and tackles him to the floor. The man is then seen being dragged away by security. LAPD told the Hollywood Reporter that the 23-year-old suspect, Isaiah Lee, was arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. He's currently being held on $30,000 bail. NBC News Los Angeles reported that the man was armed with a replica gun that can eject a knife blade when discharged correctly. It wasn't immediately clear if the man tried to use the weapon. Footage shows Chappelle recover his composure and joke it was a trans man, a reference to the ongoing controversy surrounding some of the comedian's jokes in his Netflix specials that have been construed as transphobic. It was also reported that Chris Rock, who performed earlier in the evening, then came on stage and joked,
"Is that Will Smith?"
Later, Chappelle thanked Jamie Foxx for helping during the incident, and Foxx addressed the crowd, saying, "For every comedian who comes out here, this means everything. You're a genius. You're a legend. I enjoyed myself thoroughly, and we're not going to let nothing happen to you." Chappelle was performing as part of the Netflix is a Joke Fest, an 11-day stand-up comedy festival backed by the streaming giant Netflix. The attack on Chappelle is likely to reignite worries in the comedy community about audience members rushing the stage and attacking comedians. The issue was highlighted after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars last month. For more on this story, hit the THR.com. And for the latest entertainment...
All right. Well, folks, Nicole, all right, there you have it. What would you like to say this morning? Nicole, again, producer on the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. What would you like to comment this morning? And good morning to you, Nicole.
Good morning. Good morning. First off, I would just like to say how very sad this incident was, but I knew it was coming. After the events at the Oscars, that kind of opened up the door for events like this to happen. I believe, like Michael talked about security, definitely that's something that's going to have to be amped up for all, you know, comedians, for a lot of comedians perform, like, on a large stage, but then there are some that are in, like, the smaller comedy clubs and so forth, so security is going to be an issue. But this has just opened up the door. Okay, if I don't like what you say, if I'm offended by what you say, in a setting where comedy, in light of everything that's going on in the world, comedy is supposed to kind of bring people together, kind of release some of that, of the things that go on day to day. But even in situations like this, just like this incident occurred, if I don't like what you say, then I'm going to come and I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to assault you. I'm going to, you know, lash out because I don't like what you said. So I just believe the door has been opened up to this, and it's very, very sad that it's come to this. But we're going to have to deal with it now.
What do you? Yes, thank you, Nicole. You have a very valid point. We're going to talk. We're going to explore that, Miss Nicole, this morning. Okay.
Okay.
And I hear your voice. I can hear the passion in your voice. We got some folks standing by. We're going to get those folks incorporated in just a bit. And I turn to you, Otto. You're a fan. Otto and I, we go through, do a lot of production work late in the evening, almost each day. And Dave Chappelle's name has just come up in conversation in general. I think we were talking about this, Otto, because one of our guests, Kim Berry, Prince's longtime hairstylist, I think she brought up Dave Chappelle's name recently on one of our interviews. Am I correct with that, Otto? And what are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it was a funny skit, it's just wild. I'm kind of still taken back. I understand. I did some research, and they were very. Security was very making sure that nobody had phones or smartwatches, but somehow, like Michael said, this got through. I don't know how this replica with the knife, but I just think it's wild. I don't know what's going on, but I believe it's sad. Like Nicole said, it's sadly that I think it's contagious. You know, people now they got like the green light. It's so sad. I enjoy Dave. I've watched him for years, and I just still kind of taken back by it, Curry. I still am. I can't believe, you know, it just happened. I mean, you're trying to do your job. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just taken back by it, really.
Yeah, thank you, Otto. What I'm getting from all of this is that it seems like there is behavior that, as you guys pointed out, that now seems to be coming to light. And it's not good behavior. It's kind of people acting out. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Do you think this, a big part of it, Michael touched on mental illness. Do you guys think that a big part of this is, you know, just happening? Okay, folks, do watch your background noises, please. Do you think a big part of this is coming from just, you know, well, let me ask you, what do you think this is coming out of? why do you think people are acting out? Is it the pandemic? Is it things just a society that's not inclusive of everybody? Is it just the world? Is it Trump? What is it that, why do you guys think people are acting out? I mean, we really have to figure this out. And I have my theory. So I'm going to ask Michael. Michael, you kind of said it's mental illness. So is that pretty much what you, you know, believe?
I really do, Carrie. I really believe that because of the state of the world that we're in right now, and as you touched on it, this pandemic, the political uproar, and you know, the list just goes on, and trying to get people more inclusive because they're different than me and that, and some people just have gotten to that boiling point where they just can't take it anymore. So they don't know what to do or how to do. So they lash out. They lash out. A lot of times, you know, military, we see people do things like that. And, you know, we know they have some type of issue, and we can trace the issue back to its beginning. But for most civilians, we may not be able to trace it back to the average civilian like this gentleman. Who knows? It could have been anything. It could have been any one thing.
Michael, I love that Dave Chappelle handled it real well, just from what I could see.
Right. Right.
You know, professionally. Really did. And I don't know if you guys saw where Chris Rock, because Chris, guys, please watch the background noises. Very important. Okay, if you put your phones on mute or what have you. Okay. So, Nicole, what are you thinking about when you hear this?
Terry, I believe it's a combination of everything that you said. I think our society is kind of at a unsettled point. You know, everybody wants to be included, but then you have those that, you know, come out and voice their opinions about different things. We have, you know, a lot of violence going on, just a lot of everything. So I think it's kind of with the pandemic, mental illness, I think it's a combination of everything. And people are just lashing out. They're upset. They're angry. They're just so much. And I think, yes, politically it comes from some of that, the pandemic. You know, there was so much mental illness that was brought to light from the pandemic standpoint. You have people that are out of work. Uh-oh. You have just so much that's going on in our society. I think it's a combination of everything.
Oh, wow, combination. Okay, and I agree with you. How do we turn the corner on this? And listen, this conversation is going to continue. We're rolling right on in. Going to get Eugene Davis here on the line. He's with us, of course, his conversation. Yeah, we're continuing with the conversations. I love his name of his segment right here on our broadcast each week called Conversations with Hair. But today we're going to talk with him about that because it is summertime here. We're going to talk about that in a little lighter note, as well as some other things here. And then at 8:30 this morning, 8:30, we're rolling back into these hot topics, and we're going in with some of surrounding the abortion leaked document that says about how the Supreme Court justices will vote or are expected to vote. So very important things that we're going to get into this morning. I hope you guys don't leave us because we want to hear from you. Again, so stay with us. We're going to be rolling into some of these hot topics. And also just in addition to that, just some wonderful things that are happening and some lighter notes as well. We're going to be talking about our moms, some great memories. We got good stuff to talk about, too. We're going to be talking about our moms today. And I'm just, you know, I think we need some of this other stuff to focus on as well. So, okay, going to take a moment, and we're going to see if we can get Eugene Davis with Conversations with Hair So I'll tell you what, let's take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we should have Eugene Davis, and we're going to continue. So you guys stick around, Michael Hopkins and Nicole, if you can. We're going to try and we're going to make some things happen this morning. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes. Hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and moreover to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, we are back live. We're back live. It's Thursday morning, May 5th of 2022. It's our show number 708 as we broadcast out of Brooklyn, New York. I want to say it sounds great to me. I've listened to some of this talk, and I'm just like, wow, this is deep. It is weird. It's kind of strange to think we have arrived at this particular place. But we'll continue the conversation on throughout the rest of the broadcast this morning. We're here till 9 Eastern, 8 o'clock for you Central folks, and then we'll move you over to our 24-hour streaming site. But right now, I'm bringing to the line, and I'm going to ask all the other folks to just stand by. We'll get back to you in just a bit. But I want to bring to the line right now, you guys know Eugene Davis's name. He's been with us many, many times here. And he's now with us each Thursday morning about this time, 8 o'clock, for you folks on the East Coast, 7 o'clock if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And his piece here with us each week is called Conversations with Hair. And talking about conversations, so we're going to say convos this morning, it's my great honor to welcome the hairstylist extraordinaire and longtime legend, industry legend as well. The one and only Eugene Davis. Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Doing great, Eugene. First of all, I am so happy to have you back on the show. It is lots has happened since we've chatted.
Let me say to you today, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you.
Celebration
back
today.
At you. Yes, because I used to love Cinco de Mayo when I was a kid. I grew up
yes.
in Philadelphia schools in the North Philadelphia area, and I remember that we used to call it, we had something like May Day or something, and we'd have all this
yes.
fanfare out there, and I used to love that. I don't know if they did that in the other school systems and all that, but hey, I loved it. And all I remember that May was burning up hot. It's not like it is like then, you know. It used
oh
to
my
be
god!
Hot. Oh my god! I used to sweat
yes.
every time it was that May Day. Good, and the sun was beaming hot. That's what I remember. Now, speaking
yeah,
of hot,
I just yeah.
whoa,
yes,
whoa.
I don't know
Eugene.
What happened, but yeah, it was. I remember being
right?
outside in shorts and playing with my friends, and now it's like I still got a jacket on. My god!
Yes, 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 yes. Eugene, I like I said, speaking of hot, folks have been talking about, it seems like every time I talk to you, a comedian has
yes.
just been attacked.
I
so,
know, Kelly, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know if you heard the little bit of what, you know, our lead-in this morning to your segment,
yes.
but it's been cuckoo. Dave Chappelle was attacked out at the Hollywood Bowl, one of my favorite L.A. jaunts. What
yeah.
what do you know about this, and what do you have to say?
Okay, I don't know a lot about it, but I'll just bounce off just from what some of your guests this morning were talking about also.
Yes.
I do think it's a fact of unchecked mental illness in our society. Yes, and I say amongst our community, because it's always been a shameful thing for Black people or even Black men to say, okay, I need help, I need therapy, I need to see a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And because of those issues, a lot of the things that are going on in our society have built up, and people are frustrated. And not just Black men, but Black women. All think women are a little bit keen to get help than our Black men, because it's stereotype is not being strong, you know, in our,
mm.
in our society. And so we don't seek out help because we take it as a weakness. You know, if a Black man says to his partner or his wife or whomever, you know what, I don't feel well, and I think I need to seek therapy. That wasn't something we did. You know what I mean? But it's highly accessible right now. We can get help, and help does. There are medications, there are therapies, there are just things that just help us get to a mental place where we can let go of some of our past traumas. And I think a lot of times that's what it is. And the pandemic did not help us any, you know.
The pandemic
built up a lot of
frustration.
Say it again, Kerry.
I was saying the pandemic, I think, pushed
week?
Us off the cliff. We were already teetering
yeah,
at the
did.
Edge.
It did. It really, really did. And it unearthed a lot of issues that we have. You know,
yes.
just like, you know, we were talking about a lot, we were talking about earlier, a lot of veterans, they come out of the service and they come from
yes.
Afghanistan and places abroad, and they have these traumas. But, you know, we have things set up for them, and they can get the help that they need. And that is something that, but what about the people who are already here who run into these problems and trauma, especially coming from some places that we grow up, you know what I mean? I personally have a therapist, and I personally see a psychotherapist because problems that I had as a young person in order for me to stay in a positive mindset and make sure that my cognitive functions are right.
So
you know,
was that a difficult thing
and
for you
I,
to
I
do?
Mean, but it took me a while to get there. It took me a while to get
That's
there because I was afraid
exactly.
of what people would think.
Exactly. Well, okay, let me ask you, Eugene Davis, and I appreciate you sharing. What?
Mm-hmm.
How has it been since you've been going? And now, how do you feel when you do tell people? Is it positive what you've received, or are you surprised at their reaction that you've told them that you're getting help?
I think it's been a positive thing. It's been a positive reaction.
because people are like, okay, well, let me look into it. I've talked to my some of my other male counterparts, and I was like, look, if this is what you're going through, then you need to become unstuck because you're stuck somewhere. And I said, let's talk to somebody. Let them unearth your feelings. It's not about the therapist. It's about you finally releasing and letting people know where you are. And it's helped me tremendously because I am more focused, I'm more driven. And not that I wasn't before, but it's just like it's the clarity right now is unbelievable and how I can move forward without doing an imposter syndrome, for instance. You know, showing up in a place that might be completely, you know, white representation, and I'm only brown person in the room. Before, I used to get insecure. Like, do I deserve to be here? Why am I here? But, I mean, I've always had the personality type to push through, but I can push through without 100% confidence. Now I can push through with 100% confidence, knowing I'm supposed to be there, knowing I'm a change maker, and knowing that I'm going to open the door for someone else to come behind me. That's the difference.
Wow, that is incredible. Well, I have to say thank you, first of all, Eugene Davis, for being so forthcoming. That's number one. And this is the space to do it in. It really is.
Absolutely.
And that's why our show is growing every single day, because we figured out that we love the hair talk, and that's why we're here from 6 to 9, because you get enough of everything here. You really do.
There you go.
Oh, boy. But the live talk has to be from the heart, and it has to be our truth. We don't have to agree on it, but we have to
That's
be respectful
it.
And just speak what
That's
you what you have just stated. Now, listen, we're going to continue. This is a hot – I didn't know we were going to do a hot talk every Thursday type thing, but this whole conversation's morning, we started out at about 7:30 with our conversations, with our version, we do an open coffee, tea, and conversation. And then 8 o'clock, of course, Eugene Davis is here with Conversations with Hair that we just love all of this talk. And we're here for it. So I have to turn to you, Eugene Davis. Summertime, we talked about Cinco de Mayo. We talked about the hot heat that we grew up on that somehow has evaporated. That's another topic. But I want to turn to summertime, we're ushering, we need something to lighten things up a bit. And then, folks, let me just say this. We're not abandoning the hot topics this morning. We'll be back a little bit more about 8:30. I'm working back in Michael Hopkins and see if we can get some more of his angels on to share their viewpoint about this super hot topic. So, ladies, this is the time to call in. Okay, so, Eugene, I'm going to talk a little bit about – I think we have a clip on some summertime talk from you, and we'll talk more about that. And I want to talk a little bit also about what's coming up with the moms. We'll talk live about that right after this clip. This is Eugene Davis. Take a listen, folks. Take a listen. Eugene, I'm going to keep your mic on. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Eugene Davis on Conversations on Hair on the Hair Radio. Today, I just wanted to talk about, as we move into summer, there's a lot of things that people have been doing during the winter, wearing hats, using wool scarves and stuff. And some of those things can cause a little bit of damage. But for those of you who have protected your hair during the winter months, we are now moving into the warmer months. We want to make sure that you are, you know, taking care of your hair also and trying different style options. So it's for you natural and curly girls. Well, let me tell you about a product that I believe will give you the versatility without disrupting your curl pattern. And that's the Agave and Lavender Blow Dry and Silk Press Collection by Design Essentials Natural. Yes, if you want, you're going to have a wedding or you're going to a party and you want to do something different and you just want to have that sleek, smooth look, well, these products are formulated to transform your textured hair into this luxurious, weightless, silky, smooth style without damaging your curl pattern. Yes, I said it would not damage your curl pattern. So you can silk press with zero damage, you know, with the Agave and Lavender Blow Dry Press Silk Collection. It is formulated with natural agave extract, soothing lavender, mango
fruit butters, and a proprietary blend of antioxidants. So it has restorative vitamins and superfoods like broccoli oil, green tea. The collection works perfectly for all natural textures. Now, I don't know if I want to use this on my hair or eat it after reading all the different things that was in it. But it won't. You have to worry about breakage or destroying your hair's natural pattern because it will go right back after you wash it and you condition and restore it back to your normal curl pattern and the different things you want to do. So I just wanted to say that for the summertime, for that wedding, for that graduation, and you just want to do something different. You want a smooth, sleek, airy style. Try the Agave and Lavender Blow Dry Silk Press Collection by Design Essentials. You will not regret it. Oh, and did I say it's free from parabens, sulfates, and it's just amazing. It will restore the vital moisture back to the natural textured hair so that when you do smooth it, the cuticle lays down. And that has been a problem with so many things, that in order to get the cuticle to lay down, if you don't have the right proprietary ingredients, you force it down, and heat can force it down. But with this, you have the protection, even though you're doing a silk press, that your cuticles can raise back up and your curl pattern can be restored because there's no damage. Did you hear me, ladies, gentlemen? No damage. For healthy-looking blowouts, Agave Lavender Blow Dry and Silk Press Collection is the one to get by Design Essentials. Now, Kerry, back to you.
All right, Brother Eugene, everybody, thank you for that, Eugene Davis. Very much appreciated. So I love this clip that you just did, sharing everybody about the, we call in the industry and everywhere, Design Essentials.
Yes.
So I love this. This is summertime, right? So everybody's talking about summertime here. And, did you have anything you wanted to add to that since we're back live?
Yeah, I just want to talk about some of the trends that are coming for 2022. And like I said, with the especially those who have curly and textured hair, of course, Dungeon has a natural range, but also they have a smoothing range because bobs, curtain bangs, French cut bangs are all the rage right now that have come out of Fashion Week. So a lot of people are going and opting for bobs and wigs and extensions and their own natural hair. Curly retro bangs are a hot topic. We just think about Rick James, Donna Summer retro. That is hot right now. Natural color.
What
tone.
About disco?
A lot of people.
Can we bring back disco while we're at it?
Yeah, we can. The disco disco is 80s. It's a weird time. It's 80s, early 90s, late 70s. But it's that look, it's that fun, it's uninhibited. So I believe a lot of people, especially a lot of young people, are opting to that. But then anyone can take variations of that trend and adapt it to their style.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's what I'm loving. Thank you. Summer is fun, right? Isn't summertime
fun?
And stuff like that? It's about,
I just want to top off one more thing, that natural color tones are really back. And if we would look back at some of the different things that we used to watch, like Charlie's Angels and trying to think of all the different shows from the late 70s and early 80s, they didn't do a lot of highlights. Their color tones were solid. So that solid tone, but the only modern thing to it, we add subtle lights now, but it's all about a solid tone again.
Awesome. Well, it sounds just fantastic. And boy, oh boy, we could use some summertime about now. That's exactly why we decided to kind of celebrate summertime now, because it's too much going on, folks. And we'll swing back into that. But first, I wanted to kind of talk with you
Still in a celebratory mood. We were talking about Cinco de Mayo on this May 5th morning of 2022. It's our show number 708 of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm talking with the incredible Mr. Eugene Davis, legendary hairstylist, and his wonderful segment each week that we have right here on the show Thursdays at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time, Conversations with Hair. And so, Eugene, I want to ask you about this tomorrow's big celebration here. We don't, I was about to say, we're not on Friday live in our 6 to 9 show on Sunday morning, but we want to wish everybody happy Mom's Day to all the moms out there doing all the work, you know, doing the work, literally. I don't know who it was who said something earlier. I don't know who said it, but it was something to the effect that moms are able to handle the stress, and maybe that's why we don't see them acting as acting out so much as we have it with the guys. And I agree. I think moms are able to compartmentalize and, you know, multitask, and they hold it down in my life, and that's why we created this whole show to begin with. But what do you have to say? We're going to kick off with some thoughts. Talking about just moms in general. And then we've got a clip with, I'm not going to tell you right now, folks, so don't mention it, Eugene, but we've got a little bit of a celebrity clip talk from this man right here, Eugene Davis. But first, live, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on moms?
Kerry, I just think moms are such an essential part of growth when it comes to just us as human beings. I'm not going to really stress the importance in the Black community, but just in community as human beings, moms are so essential. And there's so many levels of mothers, and some of us are blessed to still have them. Some of us have lost them due to whatever the circumstances. But I think moms, from the day we are born into life, whether you go into foster care or adoption, or you have to go to your grandparents, whatever, there's still a bonding. Because one thing I remember when my first child was born, that one, I cried my eyes out, but the fact that the nurses told my wife that she had to put the child on her chest, so there was a bonding, and you know, flesh to flesh bonding. And I thought that was so, like wow. Like, I didn't know that was how we bond with our mothers from that day, from that first moment. And I just thought that was really special.
I don't know the answers to this, though. What about the men? Is it something that they cannot do that with the fellas because of all kinds of reasons? And I, like I said, I do not know. So if you guys are out there, parents, and you know the answer to this, please let me know. They don't do that type of bonding with the guys.
I mean, I've heard of, you know, when there's surrogates and there's male partners in marriage and they adopt children and they have a surrogate. I know that they still do that kind of bonding, but I think it's something different with a woman, because when that baby cries, the woman lacks. So there is a connection that a man can never replace, although we can still give him love.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's my philosophy, the way I see it. So mothers are so important in the beginning. What happens after that? Well, we don't know. But I just think in the nurturing process and the balance between the yin and the yang, I think women and moms are so important, and they're so strong. And we know just through Black history how strong and what they had to endure from being taken from Africa to being enslaved to being being free, but not really free, and just having to still nurture and grow up their kids. That it's just an amazing thing. And I salute all the moms in the world. They're just the strongest people I ever seen.
Well, I have to say, Eugene Davis, you knock it out of the box right here each Thursday morning between 8 and 8:30. We just love you here. You're doing a great job with Conversations with Hair.
And we have so many things that we will be talking about in weeks to come. I can't wait to get more product talk. I can't wait to bring on some of the guests that you have brought, like you brought on the gentleman. Just so many folks will be joining Eugene Davis right here each week. So you definitely want to not miss his broadcast within the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. So I want to work back in these folks that we have standing by. They are chomping at the bit to get in here this morning, Eugene. Listen, Eugene, I'm going to keep you here for a couple minutes because I want Nicole to work back in. She's our female, sole female panelist this morning. Nicole, we got to get you back in on this conversation. Eugene, Otto, your mics are all on. So, yeah, so Nicole, what would you like to say, you guys? Well, first, let me lead in with you, Nicole. What would you like to say about this whole thing with the moms this morning? And you are a mom, so tell her.
Yes, well, I totally agree with everything that has been said. Moms are the glue that hold things together. I think that we are very resilient. We get things done. And we are, for children, whether you are have biological children, whether you are just a family caregiver, whatever the case may be, for those that are stepping up and taking care of children and feeding into children and just concerned about their total well-being, That's mom. Mom makes things happen. And I'm so honored to be a mom myself.
Yeah.
So very honored.
And
that's my first career. I don't call it a job. I call it a career because it's
a
lifelong.
Career. Wow.
Exactly.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yes. My children, all three of them are still at home. But I know once they leave home and, you know, become young adults and on – later on in life, I'm still mom. No matter how old they are, I'm still mom. And I'm always here for them.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, listen, Eugene Davis, great job on that. He just knocked it out of the box this morning, Nicole. And I thank you.
Yes, he did.
Tomorrow, guys, this is on the Hair Radio Morning Show tomorrow on Friday. It is a very special show talking about moms. We continue the conversation. We've got a lot of folks joining us, and that kicks off tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning. We're doing a countdown also of your favorite TV moms, and we've got a drag 'em out fight on that. Believe me, you will never guess who's at number one. I promise you on that. So you don't want to miss that tomorrow on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, Eugene, thank you so much. I just want you guys to talk on this. We're going to turn back to some of the hot topics this morning. Why don't we take a commercial break? And then when we come back, we're going to get in some of this hot topic talk on all of this carfunkel going on with the Supreme Court. What's going on these days? We're going to talk more about it this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Right now, I'm going to think back to the 80s and 90s and all that stuff. Listen to this commercial. We've got a lot more to go. We're going to get into it in just a bit. Eugene Davis, great job. Nicole, Otto, Michael, everybody tuned in. We love you. Press 1 if you want to talk. We're going to be getting into more hot topics this morning on coffee, tea, and conversation. Stay with us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. see a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it is Thursday, May 5th of 2022. New York time is about 8:31 Eastern time, of course. We're in New York City. And 7:31 for folks out in the Central time zone. We're turning back to some of the talk this morning. We're really getting into it, I got to say. And folks, I just want to remind you that on Saturday morning, get this, Saturday morning, at about 9:30 on Saturday, we're doing a special taping all about this whole, Supreme Court issue that we're going to talk a little bit about this morning. And I just want to kind of get everybody's general feedback. We're going to try to keep, just be real, whatever you got to say about it, whatever you know about it, because there's a lot going on. And I want to just folks to kind of, I just want to begin to gauge the conversation right here on our broadcast, because it's all over the news. Most folks don't agree with it. Most folks don't like it. Whatever side, where every time I turn on the TV, it's just horrific. And, a lot of this stuff we've been talking about throughout the broadcast this morning, my personal feeling is that a lot of this crazy behavior, crazy thinking, all kinds of, a slim minority of the folks have this, real out these outlandish ideas and force their belief on majority of the folks who do not agree. So I want to hear from the folks we've got. So this is something that we're going to see if we can get some folks to kind of weigh on in on some of this. What do they know? What they've heard about this, in the news? We're going to talk a little bit about it. First, let me just bring back to the line Otto. You guys know Otto helps me to kind of navigate the mid part of our broadcast each day right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I think he's been kind of tuned on in since early this morning on the show. Otto, are you kind of having a good time with it, so to speak? I know it's been some hot topics today. How are you doing?
Yes. Sir? Oh, I'm great. I'm hanging in and enjoying the show as usual. And some of the topics are, touchy. Yes.
A little hot today.
Yeah.
I have to tell you. Okay. Well, thank you so much. As always, you always do a great job. Just so that you guys know, if today's your first time tuning in, Otto is an entrepreneur. He runs his own commercial painting down in South Jersey area, outside of Philly, PA, outside of Philadelphia. Got to bring to the line the man with the plan, we say, with the slap plan, Michael, who is the host, Michael Hopkins, hosts his own VTR Vet Talk radio show. Right here each Tuesday morning, and we're just excited. I'm going to see if we can get Nicole back in for a little bit, see if we can get her on the line. And for you guys out there who are listening to the broadcast, you've dialed in, feel free to press 1 on your cell phone or your home phone or whatever you dialed in on, and we'll get you live on the air to share your thoughts. We got to get into this abortion talk. And I don't want to say abortion talk. I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court with the document floating out there and the potentiality that what it seems as though they're trying to get rid of the Roe versus Wade you know, protection in terms of the women being able to decide what they want to do with their own bodies. So I'm turning to, first, I think we need to lead on in with the female perspective this morning. Nicole, you're our go-to lady today, and what do you have to say on this topic? We talked about moms earlier, and boy, oh boy, does it lead in with some of this. So what do you have to say, Nicole?
It's very saddening and disheartening, everything that is going on, especially the leak. Okay, where did the leak come from? Somebody on the inside, and it's like for a place that's supposed to be protected and, you know, it's kind of like, okay, where is the leak? So I know they're investigating and everything now, but it's just very, very sad. Just like you said earlier, I feel like that there are a very small majority of people that have their viewpoints on things, and they want it their way. And it's not the majority, but they're pushing, trying to make things happen for everybody, make decisions for everybody, which is definitely not right.
And it would be okay if they were the right decision, but
exactly.
Crazy, outlandish,
yes.
Old,
yes.
Provincial, racist views.
Yes.
Most of them steeped in racism. And
yes, they are.
Just crazy, crazy talk. But what
yeah.
seems to be happening, Nicole, Michael, Otto, and our fans, is that these folks are planted. They run for the local offices where laws are decided. They're on your local
right.
level. They're on your state
right.
level. And when you don't support the local elections, this is what happens. Those
exactly.
are the folks that decide. Our union in America is made up of states, and each state operates almost like its own little country. And so
right.
when you put these people in charge of these municipalities who are, you know, what we had started out calling them the fringe folks, who are outside of the thinking of the majority of people. And we already have seen the shift with our political folks who seem to not support what the general big population wants, but their own political interest that, you know, keeps
right.
them in office and supports a minority of folks' thinking. And so what you're seeing, we talked about this a little bit earlier, this is why folks are acting out. Add to that a layer of not holding anybody accountable who's not a person of color.
So true.
So this is why you have arrived where you have arrived. If you just mess all over people, what do you expect? What on God's green earth? I'm just blown away. And this is
yeah.
not shocking for anybody of color. We've seen the writing has been on the wall. They're poor and marginalized voices. We don't get a chance to speak our truth. Nobody, the economic cavalcade, you know, and folks have been indifferent and just treated badly.
Right.
And tolerated.
We're the ones that are most affected, the black community
exactly.
and other minorities.
And folks of color are going to be severely affected by this potential. If this becomes the lay of the land and you have most of these states subscribing to this, it's going to make it very difficult for particularly women of color. And that
right.
affects our whole society. And someone wrote yesterday, and I'm going to get you guys to weigh in on this. They literally said, well, you've got these folks who are trying to regulate force a woman to have a child she doesn't want to have, yet the folks who are doing this won't do anything to support child care, education, home, you know, taking care of the kids, nothing, you know, just stupid. I'm sorry.
Right.
I can't hold it in. Just stupid. Kind of folks are, you know, what kind of, this is crazy. And so I'm hoping, but Nicole, I do want to bring this. You mentioned about the leak. Listen, forget the darn leak. We're grateful for it. Because if we did not have the leak, we wouldn't know about it. So thank you, Politico. The leaks are often important. I'm not advocating or telling anybody to do anything and release things that we shouldn't know about. But
right.
I think that it was the leak was done for a reason. That's
right. So
why
we would know.
Exactly. Wouldn't it be awful to they just do a vote and then boom, bam, taking us back over
right.
50 years. 50 years plus. Like
wow.
something
wow,
totally
wow.
crazy. So to me, there will be anarchy in the streets with all this cuckoo. And I'm not telling anybody go do
certainly
anything.
Will.
I'm not the Trump
will.
Folk. But listen, this is crazy. I don't know. So I gotta ask Otto. Man, you're our man with the big heart here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Otto, do you have anything to say about all this? I know you've heard a little bit about this.
Right. It's in my belief, it's a major overreach. I've been a man who, if you don't know anything or you don't do it, how do you know what to say or do? And I don't understand this. It's political. It's sad. I feel bad for the women and the 50 years of, you know, turning back something. It's just something that I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
It's almost we're almost all at a loss for words.
Yeah.
I've got to turn back. Yeah, Michael Hopkins, a little bit early for you guys who've been with us all morning. Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk radio show, is still with us. He's the king of that show. Let me tell you, I call him the king of claims. He's with us every Tuesday morning, airing at 8:30 Eastern, and he usually weighs in, helping folks with claims and navigate the whole process and so much more. And he made a big statement this morning, and I think we had Eugene Davis on as well, talking about mental illness. And so, Michael, what do you say? Before we get back, what do you say, Michael? Again, welcome to our wonderful extended separate second part of our conversation this morning. We call it Coffee, Tea, and Conversation, Part 2. So what do you have to say, Michael, on this whole abortion thing? I don't know if you've heard about the Supreme Court, the leaked document, which kind of indicates how they might vote. What do you have to say?
Well, you know, Carrie, it just reminds me, I was back in high school 50 years ago when Roe v. Wade was the hot topic. And here we are now, we're coming full circle with this same topic. And it was as emotional then than it is now. It was so very emotional. And I just look back and I just think, wow, it's been 50 years, and you would think in 50 years certain things would be resolved by now. But it hasn't been resolved. It really hasn't. And, you know,
why do you think that's the case, Michael? Why do you think that things have not been resolved in 50 years?
I just think it's all political. That's what I really think. I think it's all political, and whoever's in the right political party at the time, and this issue gets pushed, and a lot of times our politicians, unfortunately, will say and do whatever it is that they need to say and do in order to get into office, and once they're there, then certain things get put on the back burner, and people have selective memory And it just goes on and on and on. But I just hope and pray that something can come out of this. And I understand what you're saying too, Kerry, about thank God it was some type of leak. And who knows, maybe this leak was on purpose. Who knows? We don't know. But sometimes people leak things out on purpose. Yeah,
because
I mean,
it was
sometimes
given over to Politico to put out.
Yeah.
That's why they did it. So, yeah, it was on purpose. I'm not a big fan of things like that generally, but usually if there is a leak, there is a reason for it.
Yeah.
And in this case,
so
true. Bombshell reason. This one, and you could see women everywhere of all color and creeds and backgrounds. You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. You've got to literally be crazy to think that women don't deserve to say what is going on with their own bodies. And usually a lot of this emanating from men who have no idea and could care less.
So true. I've never seen a man have a baby. I don't think so.
No. No, there was a few years ago that happened. We'll talk about that on another show. But really, listen, I just want to say, and I thank you for that, because this is, you know, for folks out there listening, if you have something to chime on in, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Press 1. We'll get you on and share your sentiments, share your thoughts a little bit. We really would. I want to kind of switch back a little bit, and we'll have some more talk on. I meant earlier Eugene was talking about moms on his conversations with Hare, and we were doing some mom talk early, and I want to get back into that just a tad, if I may, because I promised that I had a clip of some celebrity mom talk that's kind of lead into our big chat tomorrow and our countdown of TV moms. So I'm going to shift it a tad for a moment. Still, the topics of the day that we're talking about with all of this that's happening, and just folks just have lost their minds. But we're going to see what we need to do as well. And a little bit later, we're going to visit what steps we need to take if this were up to us to get things back on track in this amazing country that we live in. So first, I want to talk about moms a little bit, if I may, just for a moment or two. You know, because Otto, I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you about your mom. Anything you want to say, just to kind of shake it up a tad, and anything you want to share, and then I'll get on the clip while I look for the clip here of Eugene Davis. I think it's a great clip, and we'll get on some celebrity mom talk in just a moment. What do you have to say, Otto?
I can't say enough. My mother, boy, oh, boy, she was a pillar of my strength for me personally growing up, watching her struggle and then succeed. And I carried that on to being a father myself. I'm a father of 3 children, and I each day the things that she taught me or showed me or yelled at me, I now carry on to my children, and I can see my mom in all my children, and I'm so I miss her so much, but I know every day she's with me, smiling down and enjoying my journey, because she's really responsible for who I am. And there isn't a day that I don't get up and say, I call her Mommy Lord. It's a little personal thing, and she guides me. She guides me today with the things she told me 40, 50 years ago. You know, she always told me, she said, "You're so thick-headed, Otto, that I have to tell you 1,000 times." And your brothers and sisters, you know, they get it. But so anyway, I hope all the moms enjoy their day. And sometimes it can be difficult, like, you know, you lost a mother or things through different things, like Eugene said. But, you know, go with the spirit, you know, go with the memories. I smile. I don't get sad. You know, I smile each day about my mother. So thanks for asking. I love my mother, yes.
Yeah.
I love her.
And we say here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think she's the one who gave you that big old heart, Otto. So great. And continue to wear that out on your sleeve. Michael Hopkins, we've chatted. Michael Hopkins, you guys know him from Vet Talk Radio Show. I've never heard you talk about your lineage. Anything you want to share with us that you feel good about sharing this morning? We're talking about moms as well and how all this plays together. What do you have to say, Michael Hopkins? We know you're from Philadelphia, my home. So
Well, you know, Carrie and family, I lost my mom back in 2016. And the beautiful thing about all of this, Carrie, is that I still carry her in my heart. And I had what I didn't know at the time. I had the most marvelous opportunity to be my mother's caregiver for the last few years of her life. I actually had that opportunity to be her caregiver. And it was a new experience for me to understand what it was like to be a caregiver. And I kind of, you know, I wound up, I had a business. I just wound up not being involved in the business. And I was a caregiver for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I learned a whole lot. And what I did was I showed my children what to do when it's time for me and my wife to need that helping hand. You know, right now I'm okay. I tell my kids, I joke with them. And I say, you know, if I'm not going blah, 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 and I don't know what day it is, I'm okay. Other than that, you know, I'm fine. But the point that I'm trying to get across to everybody, it is just a wonderful opportunity when you can just savor that moment with your mother, because you don't know what you don't know when it's their time to go on to glory, as we would call it. And when I look back at it, it was so funny because my grandkids, watching them interact with their great-grandma, it used to be, oh, yeah, and I forgot I got so many grandkids, I can't remember. I forget, man.
Wow.
But, you know, but it was so funny sometimes because my younger grandkids, that was their great-grandma, and they had never experienced someone like their great-grandma. She was a little short, 4'11" lady. And like you said, Carrie, she was from Philadelphia. She was from what we would call the inner city or the ghetto. And she was a tough little bird. And she held no punches back. She just told you like it is, whether you liked it or not. And then she was kind of hearing impaired, so we always thought, oh, grandma can't hear us, ha, ha, ha. And then she'd come up in the middle of nowhere, and she would say like things like, well, you know, you shouldn't have bought all that junk in the house anyway.
Wow.
I was at my job, at my business one day, and this lady was ranting and raving about us training her and all that because I did security work. My mother was watching TV, one of the game shows. In the middle of the game show, my mother says, well, you know, she's not understanding anything that you're saying. You keep repeating it to her over and over again.
Wow. Well, Michael, I'm just loving this. I really am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nicole,
shadow boxing with my grandson.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I've got to turn to Miss Nicole. We are just happy to have you with us, Nicole. You've been checking in with us on this topic and some of the more flammable parts of the discussion. Anything you want to add to this on moms? You know, or your mom or anybody's mom, you know, anything that you want to say, somebody who's made a maternal impression on you?
Yes. Well, like I said on another show that I lost my mom in 2014, lost her suddenly.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And my mom was just like everybody, you know, thinks their mom is so special. But to me, my mom is so special because I was actually born on her birthday. So for years,
wow,
we shared the same birthday, you know,
wow,
we celebrated together, even when I left for college and, you know, moved away and everything, we would see, okay, on our birthday, who was going to call each other first to wish each other happy birthday. And we had just a lot of special moments and memories. We went on my family, we would go on vacation together. We just did so many things. And so my relationship with my mom was great. Yes, we had our ups and downs, but we had a great relationship. I miss her terribly, but I know that she is with me, and I have no regrets because I gave her flowers when she was here.
Absolutely.
And
I thank you for that. Nicole,
yes,
I just wanted to jump on
thank
in
you.
And tell you I love everything that all of you have said, and I echo the sentiment. I'll be talking a whole lot more about my mom on tomorrow's show that starts – well, our show starts at 6 in the morning, but I'll be on talking about this at 7:30 with our entire panel. And we've got it's a whole big countdown. We're going to be sharing memories and all that. Needless to say, if my mom wasn't around, you would not be on right now. So I owe a big thanks. And I'll tell you what she did specifically for me that led to this career. So that'll be on tomorrow's show. You don't want to miss the Hair Radio Morning Show on Friday. Big, big talk and our big celebrity countdown. Speaking of the celebrity countdown, here is the Eugene Davis, just a little preview of one of his celebrity maternal impressions. Take a listen, folks. We're going to keep talking.
Hello, this is Eugene Davis on Conversations with Hair on Hair Radio with Carrie Hines. Okay. I just wanted to remember one of the really incredible mothers that I've worked with, and her name is Felicia Rashad. Yes, I worked with the famous Felicia Rashad in London when I was living there on Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I was able to work with her and the amazing James Earl Jones and the amazing Sanaa Lathan and some other really amazing actors. But I was Felicia Rashad and Sanaa Lathan's personal hairdresser, which is such an incredible experience for me, being someone who had watched her as the Cosby mom for years, and to now be able to work with her and call her auntie, you know what I mean? We bonded. She was such a light in everything that she did, and just so professional and loving that I was like, oh, you're like my auntie, which was something we used to laugh about because obviously we were not related. But to this day, I still like refer to her as Auntie Felicia. And I respected her for her craft, and I respect her for her loving heart, and I respect her for just being an influence into a generation that needed to see that character of Claire Huxtable, and just out of that, all the other performances and things that she's done, she's just been an incredible influence into our industry. And Felicia, if you're listening, thank you, we love you, and keep doing what you're doing and inspiring others.
Awesome, Eugene Davis of Conversations with Hair. We'll be back with Eugene next Thursday morning at 8. It's new time on the Hair Radio Wheel. Otto, great show today. I want to take a moment to acknowledge everybody, all of our panelists, all the folks who tuned in, the great Otto, whose name is spelled the same forwards and backwards, O-T-D-O. Otto, what were your thoughts this morning? What did you think of the show?
Great show. I was wanted to thank Eugene Davis for sharing that story, because we're taught men don't cry, you know, and he shared, and I thought that was wonderful to let you know that it's okay to cry and be a man, you know, can still be a man. And I enjoyed all the guests, Michael Hopkins, Nicole, thank you. It's great.
Yeah, it was. It was an awesome, and not to forget our earlier guests on the show, of course, Miss Millie from Up. Upscale Magazine, our amazing artist. We've got more on Upscale. Listen, folks, we were supposed to get on Ghana, West Africa. That will happen next week. I will move it ahead to an early part of the week. We'll get it on because I love that we have launched Hair Radio Ghana. So we're on with our West African extension of our family and friends over there. So we'll talk about all of that. I'm Carrie Hines. It's been an incredible day on the show. I love the live hair talk and the live talk, everything that we've had going on. Let me know how you feel. Reach out and tell us what you think. I'm going to go ahead and get the outro started. We'll see you back here 6 in the morning tomorrow for the next installment of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Make it an incredible Thursday. We just